Blog Talk Radio.
Father, I thank you for your priestly discernment, the gift of discernment and the discernment of the born-again believer. Lord, I pray that you will connect me with the fivefold gifts that will sharpen my discernment. I draw from the anointing whereby iron sharpens iron. I renounce all false motives and wrong spirits that would affect my discernment in a negative manner. I propose to pursue things that are after the Spirit and renounce things that are after the flesh. I declare that the righteousness of the law will be fulfilled in me because I have renounced and do not walk in things of the flesh. Romans chapter 8 verses 4 through 5 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are of the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that carnality in mine enemy. I am spiritually minded and renounce the death of carnality. The carnal mind is an enemy of God and also an enemy of me. I renounce the things of the flesh which cannot please God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I am giving myself wholly to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God. I am growing daily in the things of God and will never become addicted to a spiritual milk. I strive for the maturity of God. My mental faculties are trained by the practice to discriminate and distinguish between what is morally good and noble and is what is contrary to a divine law. God has anointed me to discern between what is light and what is dark. Thank you, Lord, for these things. You reveal to me by the fivefold senses. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome once again to another episode of the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries at www.reverseofrevival.com. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports Food for the Poor. We need your financial support to raise funds to assist their efforts. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries, including Jamaica. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you'll find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us once again at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lions Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line, SC80192, to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey, and I pray that you'll find it in your hearts to give. Tony Owens Ministries. We are an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, which starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to our monthly mailing lessons, to our social Christian network, to our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of Words of the Day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and to have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to a lost and hurting world. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501c3. Dr. Oswald J. Smith once said, "Any church that is not seriously involved in helping fulfill the Great Commission has forfeited its biblical rights to exist." In the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be His ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world. The message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us on this spiritual journey every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information and receive free copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. My Savior all the day long, as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. Beloved, I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's lesson will be the first in a series, Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for communicating with your people. I thank you for the conference of the Lord. I thank you for the counsel of the Lord, which will bring us forth in power, promise, provision, and purpose. Lord, I hide your word in my heart. I delight myself in your word. In Jesus' name, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Praising my Savior all the day long. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity. You have sent your Son to set us free. And I praise you and I honor you tonight. In Jesus' name. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Understanding the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit to you tonight. I pray that you cleanse me of all unrighteousness. As I prepare to teach this lesson tonight, O Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit will dwell within me, and that the Holy Spirit will guide me through these lessons tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up these lessons to you tonight, Lord, and I pray that you bless it. Let your words go forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 12 says, Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another diverse kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and hath many members, all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is Christ. Beloved, as we endeavor to understand the gifts listed in the above scripture, it is imperative that we remember and respect the fact that they are gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because they are gifts of the Holy Spirit, their function is dependent upon the direction of the Holy Spirit. I will say that again. Because they are gifts of the Holy Spirit, their function is dependent upon the direction of the Holy Spirit. That is to say, that the Holy Spirit will lead you in the ministering of these gifts. Defining diversities, administrations, and operations of the gifts. 1. Diversities of gifts. This means that these gifts are different one from another. 2. Differences in administration. This means that the act, technique, or process of giving out or dispensing of the gifts are done in different ways. This always has to do with the way the person who has the gift gives it out. Diversities of operations. Operation means the performance of something. There are many or diversities of ways that these gifts work or are manifested. This always has to do with how or the way that the Holy Spirit manifests or works the gifts regarding the target person or audience. Again, each of the gifts differ one from another. Our God is so awesome that He gives each of us different gifts, and He is so unique that He allows the different gifts to be administered or given out in different ways, praise be to God. Yet in God's uniqueness, to both allow us to have different gifts and for them to be administered through each of us in different ways, He can cause the operation of those gifts that we are administering or ministering to someone through to operate in diverse or many different ways. When I think of the many different ways that Jesus Christ administered healing, He laid hands on some, He rebuked sickness in others, and the diversity in the operation of those gifts, He told a man to go wash in a pool, and healing began to operate in his body. I realize that we serve a unique God that often does not do two things the same way, which is often the case with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. God often does different things through us with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Many of the things that God does through us with the gifts of the Holy Spirit differ based on the various graces that we have been given. Romans chapter 12, verse 6 says, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. The purpose of the gifts is to profit with heart. Proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Our lesson for tonight is understanding the gifts of the Holy Spirit. If you are just tuning in to us, we spoke earlier about the defining diversities, administration, and operations of the gifts. Now we'll move on to the purpose of the gifts is to profit with how. Many of gifts of the Holy Spirit operating in their lives, but they don't know what they are or how to minister in them. Because of this, the gift in them are not profiting the kingdom of God. This lesson tonight is intended to give you understanding regarding this, causing the gifts in you to profit with her. I must remind you once again that you can request copies of these lessons. Understanding the true purpose of the gifts of the Holy Spirit causes us to profit with all in them. Now, profit with all does not mean personal gain. Many want the gifts of the Holy Spirit for the wrong reasons. Some just want to say and or show that God has given them. Others want it for their own pride and personal gain. These are not the purpose of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in your lives. Rather, they are to profit the kingdom of God. To do this, you must be willing to go and do what God wants you to do. If not, then the gifts that you have been given will not profit with all. The gifts that you have should be administered to the body of Jesus Christ to bless them, and administered to the world to reach them for Jesus Christ's sake. Again, they are not for personal pride or to show how great you are. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are not intended to point people to you, rather to point people to Jesus Christ. Let us now examine the definition or meaning of the word gifts from the original Greek language. The word for gift in the Greek is charisma, pronounced charisma, meaning spiritual endowment or miraculous faculty. From this we must deduce that each gift of the Holy Spirit is a spiritual endowment, a spiritual gift, with miraculous functions. These gifts have nothing to do with natural ability, but rather spiritual. These spiritual gifts, although they are not natural gifts, must often manifest their result in the natural realm. For example, the gift of healing are a spiritual gift, yet the results manifest in the natural realm. I believe that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are a restoration of the original tools of dominion that God had given Adam. When Jesus Christ walked on the sea, it was a miracle to fallen man, yet I believe it was basic dominion to righteous man. Because Jesus Christ was righteous, he had his miracle-working dominion power. Beloved, it is important that you understand the function and operation of the gifts of the Spirit, for it will give you the ability to mature and develop the gifts that you have been given. The foundation that you must have to function in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Faith is a basic foundational principle that you must have to function in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That may already be resident inside you. Many function at the lowest levels with their spiritual gifts because their faith is at a minimal level. Beloved, you will never be able to use what you don't believe you have. Faith is a necessity. Let me help you build a tower of faith for you to place your spiritual gifts. The problem with our faith is condemnation and self-identification, equating the operation of God's promises with what you feel about yourself. Beloved, throw out the devil's condemnation, as well as your estimation of who you think you are, and stand upon the rock of righteousness, which is Jesus Christ. The function of the gifts of the Holy Spirit are not based on you, but rather on Jesus Christ's righteousness that he gives you. Just repent of all known sin in your lives and stand upon the righteousness of Jesus Christ, which gives you the right to function in the gifts of the Holy Spirit without hindrance, yet as the Spirit of God wills. When the devil begins to point out your failures and other reasons why you should doubt that you can function in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, then open your mouth and declare, I am righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I will repeat that. Open your mouth and declare, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21 says, For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Beloved, know that you are righteous, thus qualified to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and each time the enemy challenges you, your faith in Jesus Christ's righteousness will cause you to triumph over the enemies, over his lies, and his condemnation. It is in righteousness that you have dominion and access to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Expect the gifts of the Holy Spirit to operate in your lives. Just like righteousness is a factor in the Spirit, in the gifts operation, so sin is a factor. Sin always decays your faith. Try and live holy. Make an effort to live holy. And when you sin, confess your sin and repent, and God will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Activating a dormant or non-functioning gifts in your life. Beloved, you may have a gift of the Holy Spirit, but that gift may not be functioning in your lives. You see, you may have a gift or calling while your lives may not be what it is supposed to be in God. Romans chapter 11, verse 29 says, For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. We will take a short break and come right back.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear.
Again, to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Our lesson for tonight is understanding the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Activating a dormant or non-functioning gifts in your lives. You may have a gift of the Holy Spirit, but the gift may not be functioning in your lives. You see, you may have a gift or calling, while your lives may not be what it's supposed to be in God. Romans chapter 11, verse 29 says, "For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance." Although you may have the gifts or calling without repentance, it yet works or functions in righteousness. God may not take your gifts away from you, but it will be non-functional because of sin. To activate a dormant gift, you may need to address this question: why are the gifts not functioning in my life? Some reasons may be: 1, you may not have submitted the gifts to God to use as He wills. To remedy this, you must repent of self-will and submit the gift to be used as God wills. 2, a lack of faith. To remedy this, you must believe the righteousness that you have through Jesus Christ. Build yourself up with the Word of God. Study, confess, and meditate on the Word of God. 3, you may be ignorant regarding the function and operation of the gifts. To remedy this, you need to study to show yourselves approved. Gather as much information about the gift that is in your life, especially biblical examples. Then study and meditate on those scriptures. Also, read books that God is directing you to read regarding that gifts. There may be some sin in your life that must be addressed and repented of, which hinders the function of that gift. To remedy this, you must ask God to show you what it is, if you don't already know. Then confess it to the Lord and repent. You may need a spiritual leader to lay hands on you, to stir up or release the gifts in your life. To remedy this, ask God who you should be sitting under. Then do as the Lord says, make sure it is coming from God. 6, you may be trying to function in the wrong gift. To remedy this, ask God to show you what gifts He has given you and repent of trying to function in something that God did not give you, for whatsoever reason that you were doing it. Beloved, I don't want to leave out the most important point. And that is, you should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ask God to baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Everyone does not have the same gifts. I will say that again. People are covetous of each other's gifts, and it should not be so. I don't have the authority to tell you that you are not given gifts. Everyone does not have the same gifts. It does not matter how long I was saved or is saved. It does not matter my position in the church or the ministry. Everyone does not have the same gifts. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 13 through 30 tells us that there are many members in the body of Christ. Each person is given a gift of the Holy Spirit as the Spirit wills, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, which says, "But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." Not only don't we all have the same gifts, but we don't have the same ability to administer them, and they don't always operate the same way as they do with others. God does not want you to have a special formula that you follow, that you saw someone else do. Rather, He wants you to learn to depend on Him regarding the gifts of the Spirit. This is why He has made each of them unique to the people He dispenses them to. The gifts functions best by the direction of the Holy Spirit and not a formula. The three categories of gifts. There are nine gifts of the Holy Spirit given in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 8 through 10. These gifts seem to fall into three categories, and they are supernatural revelation gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirits. Each of these gifts reveal something supernaturally. Supernatural power gifts, faith, the working of miracles, the gifts of healing. Each of these gifts does something supernaturally. Supernatural utterance gifts, prophecy, diverse kind of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Each of these gifts says something supernaturally. All nine gifts are miraculous in their functions. There is one gift that has both supernatural revelation and supernatural utterance, and that is a gift of prophecy, in which I will explain in detail when we examine each of the gifts individually. We will take a short break and come right back. To the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Tonight's lesson is Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. If you are just joining us, you can write to us for free copies of this lesson. Identifying the gifts of the Holy Spirit in your life. Before you can truly understand a gift of the Holy Spirit to operate in it, you must first identify what gifts has been given to you. The first place that you need to begin regarding the identification of a gift is by asking yourself, did God reveal it to me, a gift in a dream, vision, in prayer, or by a word from my spiritual leader? Begin to recall what the Lord has shown you or spoken to you about what He has called you to do or showed you doing. Sometimes God may be prompting you through daily encounters to begin to use a gift that He has given you or to ask for a particular gift that you see a need for in your life. For example, if you constantly see or run into people who are sick and infirmed, or people keep asking you to pray for their sickness, then God could be allowing you to see a need so that you may ask for the means or gift to meet that need, or He could be pushing you into using the gift that is already in you. The Bible tells us to seek ye the best gifts. The best gift for you may not be the best gift for me. So we should seek the best gifts for the work that the Lord has called each of us to do. If you cannot recall that God had given you a dream, vision, direction in prayer, or you had never received a word from your spiritual leader regarding a gift or call on your life, then you need to ask God to give you a gift of the Holy Spirit and to reveal to you clearly what it is. It is a good possibility that you already have a spiritual gift, but asking Him to show you can be the very thing that brings what you have to light. Increasing the anointing in the spiritual gifts. The old adage, Jack of all trades and the master of none, is often a true principle. You can be involved in so many things that you don't focus or get dedicated to the very thing in your life that you were proposed to do by God. If you desire to increase the anointing, the level of power regarding the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you must decide that you're going to be dedicated to the work and service of the Lord in these gifts. Many cannot build themselves up properly in these gifts because they are split between so many things. Please listen, my beloved. To increase the anointing in these gifts, you need to have regular prayer, reading of God's Word, studying, meditating, confessing, and memorizing, and living holy, including fasting, and turning away from worldliness. All of these things require dedication. Get dedicated, consecrated, and learn as much as you can about the spiritual gift that you have or desire to have, and then watch how it increases and grows. As I have stated earlier in this lesson, often spiritual gifts are released or imparted to you from your spiritual leaders. Romans chapter 1 verse 11 says, "For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established." 1 Timothy 4 verse 14 says, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy. With the laying on of the hands of the presbytery." Some leaders are not spiritually aware of this function of spiritual gifts. If this is the case with your leader, then ask God to open their eyes and give them understanding regarding these matters. You may also ask God to lead you to the place or leader that He, God, has ordained to impart these things to you. There is something that you need to understand before you run to someone to lay hands on you. That is, you need to be willing to truly submit and learn under them. Don't think that you are just going to go somewhere and they give you something without you spiritually paying the price for it. Elisha got a double portion of Elijah's anointing, but he sat under him to learn what he needed to learn, and he served to receive it. There is one other thing that I must address, and that is that you can stir up, rekindle, or arouse the spiritual gifts that were given to you. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by putting on of my hands." Beloved, you stir up the gifts the same way you increase the anointing on the gifts. The gift may require you to be willing to God. We will take a short break and come right back.
Church, destroy us, shall be the church.
once again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Tonight's lesson is Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. If you are just tuning in and you'd like to receive copies of this lesson, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. Now we will continue the lesson. The gift may require you to be willing to go. Many Christians claim that they do not have a gift, which may not be true at all. Rather, the gift might be that they have not stepped out and tried to do what they were called to do. Many gifts require you to leave the safety and security of your local churches, the physical building. Most Christians do not want to step out in faith. I encourage you to step out in faith and stand on the promises of God. Beloved, to walk on water, you must first move from the natural position of security and dry land and take a spiritual step onto the water. The spiritual work will not happen until you make a natural step from your secure comfort zone. You will not heal the sick until you step out and go where the sick are. Gifts manifest with service to God. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are for the work of the Lord and not for show. The work of the Lord is in all the world and not just inside the walls of the church. I will say that again. The work of the Lord is in all the world and not just inside the walls of the church. Beloved, you need to meditate on the gifts and give yourself completely to ministering in them. 1 Timothy 4, verses 14 through 15 says, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all." Why aren't we winning the world for Christ? Why aren't we winning the world to Christ? God's people are going into all the world with social skills alone, rather than spiritual ones. That would distinguish the Christian from others, calling people to seek the truth and living God that we represent and declare. There is a world of people who are hungry and seeking to see the true and living God manifesting His power through His people. They have followed after the supernatural that has been based on the demonic, like the psychics, witch doctors, spiritists, astrology, tarot card readers, Eastern religions, witchcraft, by joining covenants, fortune tellers, charmers, negromancers, those who supposedly speak to the spirits of the dead, and much more. The reason that people accept a counterfeit is because they do not see the genuine. Beloved, the gifts of the Holy Spirit in you are the genuine. there is a large group of people who claim that God does not exist. They are wrong. Know this, the knowledge of men is not greater than the revelation of God. When men say that God does not exist, then is revelation of power through the gifts in his servants puts man's intellect to shame. Only believe who you are in Jesus Christ and his word. I encourage you. Only believe who you are in Jesus Christ and his word. Beloved, the greatest hindrance that the Christian has in receiving from God, moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and doing what God has called us to do, is not the devil's power. Rather, it's our faith. Our faith. We lack faith in the word and the power of God. The devil does not use his strength against us. Rather, he uses sin's results, deception, and wiles, tricks, to cause you to lose your faith. The devil will try to disqualify you from operating in the gifts, or he will try to discourage you in some way by using guilt and condemnation. Remember this, beloved. Whenever the devil tells you that you can't do something, I want you to declare why you can based on your righteousness in Christ Jesus. When the devil says that you can't heal the sick because of whatsoever reason, begin to declare your right standing, your righteousness in Jesus Christ. And your righteousness in Christ will restore your dominion, thus giving you the right to do so. The gifts are given to you to restore order. Where the enemy had sown disorder. God bless you tonight for tuning in to this show. We pray that this teaching tonight was a blessing to you.
Destroy yourself.
spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was understanding the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request free copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At this time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them in faith. God bless you for tuning in tonight. I pray that the Lord will continue to guide you throughout the rest of this week and that you will meditate on His Word. We pray that you will join us once again every Wednesday and Sundays, or every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. At this time, I would like to encourage you to join me in prayer for those who are turned away from the Lord and those who have not accepted the Lord as their personal Savior. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sins. I also believe that He rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in Him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare right now that I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. I am set free from sin in Jesus' name. I am now a child of God in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift you up and we praise you tonight. We worship you and we magnify you, Lord, and we praise you and we honor you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, the Holy Spirit actually enters your lives and indwells your body. Your body becomes the temple of God's Spirit, and He becomes deeply involved in your life day by day. For we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Lord, we thank you and we bless you tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift you up and we magnify your name tonight. Beloved, if you pray this prayer and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. I encourage you to submit to the Lord. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 10 verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Beloved, you believe on his word, and thou shalt be saved. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. May the Lord richly bless you and your dear families as you continue on this spiritual journey with him. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in and reminding you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you and good night.